and New Jersey has seen its largest single-day jump in the coronavirus death toll. And Governor Murphy says the infection rate is exploding, and it's imperative that people stay home. Here's KWW's Mike DiNardo.
Governor Murphy says in the last day alone, 37 more people have died and 3,300 more COVID-19 cases have been identified in New Jersey, bringing the totals to 198 deaths and more than 16,000 cases. Murphy showed graphs illustrating that if New Jersey had no social distancing, it would run out of ICU beds by Wednesday and all hospital beds in 10 more days. Murphy said that's why his ban on social gathering is essential to slow the spread of the virus. And Murphy said that's why he wants to crack down on violators.
If you have a gathering, you're doing it in a more benign way than if you cough on somebody and say you've got coronavirus. But in both cases, you're wrong.
Murphy said acquiring ventilators was the state's greatest need, saying 300 more were on the way from the federal government. And he clarified some business restrictions, saying real estate agents could show houses one-on-one, but they couldn't have open houses. And he said gun dealers could sell firearms, but they'd have to do it by appointment only. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.